Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir-Faire, and for the first time in almost 3 years, I am bringing the Squid Pod to you live from Studio A here at WMFO. Since the pandemic began in 2020, I've been broadcasting the show remotely, but the station did away with that option this year. I might be a little rusty with the board and phone, so bear with me. As you can tell, I don't have my typical show intro and background music because I forgot a dongle. But hey, if that's all that goes wrong tonight, then I will consider it a win. All right, so no specific theme tonight, but yesterday, February 17th, 1984, Footloose was released in theaters. So we'll have a tribute to the soundtrack coming up later. But first, I've got a good one for tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. Aretha Franklin's first number one hit on the U.S. Hot 100 pop chart was 1967's Respect. Her only other number one pop hit didn't come until 20 years later. Name the song. The answer to the Squid Pod Trivia Question of the Week is coming up at the end of the show, so keep it right here on 91.5. However, if you feel you know the answer, feel free to text me at the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I will be monitoring it for the next hour. I also post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, so feel free to respond to the tweet. We have a special birthday shout-out to Yoko Ono, who turned 90 today. Happy birthday, Yoko. We'll begin tonight's show with Yoko's very first U.S. hit back in 1985, only on Songs from the Squid Pod. And as I suspected, something is off, so give me 1 second here. Oh, for goodness sakes. Now, why aren't you playing? Okay. All right. Well, you know, this is what happens. Okay, I think we got it here now. This sweet D here, I think, is coming to rescue me. So let's try this one more time. There we go. Thank you.
from me. Don't you think you're acting too tough? I don't want to put it off another day. Do you think I'm asking too much? Yeah. Talk to me, tell me, baby. Invest with me now. You know I really think you oughta. Tell me you love me.
Tell me.
Show me.
Show me.
You know I really think you oughta. Rhythm and romance seem to fade away.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We began tonight's show with a birthday tribute to Yoko Ono, who turned 90 today. We listened to her first U.S. hit, Hell in Paradise, the club version, that reached number 12 on the U.S. Hot Dance Club Songs chart back in 1985. Janet Jackson followed with The Magic is Working from her 1982 self-titled debut. Chico DeBarge's Talk to Me peaked at number 21 on the U.S. Hot 100 36 years ago today. That's from his self-titled debut. We then heard Cyndi Lauper covering The Brain's 1978 hit, Money Changes Everything, from her debut release from 1983, She's So Unusual. Wire followed with Kidney Bingos from 1988's A Bell is a Cup Until It is Struck. Also from 1988, Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians gave us Balloon Man from Globe of Frogs. If you're ever looking for the archives and playlist of the show, you can find all you need on the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link at the top of the homepage. As promised, I've got a mini tribute to Footloose, which was released yesterday, February 17th, 1984. This is Songs from the Squid Pod. And yet again, I am having technical difficulties here for whatever reason. Oh, you know why? It helps when you put the fader up. This is my first time back after 3 years. And, you can tell that I don't have my typical background music either here if you're a follower of the Squid Pod, but let's try this.
Yeah.
boy, it really pains me to stop that song. I know it's only had about a minute left to go anyway, but such a great tune there. All because of my technical difficulties tonight here after being, broadcasting remotely for the last 3 years. So I apologize. But any event, let's see here. Okay, what we're going to do now, I'm going to try to rifle through this here so I can at least finish the show on time. So, yeah, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I'm Savoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed tonight's edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'll be back next Saturday night at 8 p.m. sharp with the 2023 Squid Pod celebration of black musicians from the 80s. In the meantime, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. In case you joined late, tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week was Aretha Franklin's first number one hit on the U.S. Hot 100 pop chart was 1967's Respect. Her only other number one pop hit didn't come until 20 years later. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, Aretha's duet with George Michael, which debuted at number 59 on the U.S. Hot 100 36 years ago today. If you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter. A quick rundown of what you've been listening to before I sign off. We started the last set with a tribute to Footloose, which was released yesterday, February 17th, 1984. Kenny Loggins kicked things off with Footloose. The original soundtrack produced six U.S. Hot 100 top 40 hits, three of which reached the top 10, including two number one hits, one being Loggins' Footloose and the other was Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams, which followed Loggins in the playlist. Shalimar was in there with Dancing in the Sheets, and Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero finished the tribute. And speaking of tributes, today in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage when he and the rest of Queen received the Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music. We listened to Radio Gaga from 1984's The Works. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll leave you with the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. Ciao. I really am. And I just wanted to give a big shout out and a big thank you to Sweet D for helping me out here, get set up at the beginning of the show. Have a good night, everyone.